Good morning, children. The second module of the lesson, Manufacturing Industries, is based on agro-based industries. Let us start with the textile industry. It occupies a unique position in the Indian economy. It contributes significantly to industrial production, about 14%. It employs largest number of people after agriculture, that is 35 million persons directly. Its share in the foreign exchange earnings is significant at about 24.6%. It contributes 4% towards GDP and is only industry in the country which is self-reliant and complete in the value chain. Of these textile industries, let us start with the cotton textile industry. Let us learn in detail about it. In ancient India, cotton textiles were produced with the land spinning, with hand spinning and handloom weaving techniques. After the 18th century, power looms came into use. Our traditional industries suffered a setback during the colonial period because they could not compete with the mill-made cloth from England. We know that the cotton textile industries were concentrated in the cotton growing belt of Maharashtra and Gujarat. What were the factors responsible for this concentration of industries in the Gujarat and Maharashtra region? First one was the availability of raw material, which was abundantly and cheaply available. Moist climate in these coastal states also helped in the development of cotton textile industry because humid conditions are required for weaving the cloth, else the yarn breaks. Well-developed transportation system and accessible port facilities in Maharashtra and Gujarat is another reason. Proximity to the market, and moreover, the cotton clothes are ideal to wear in these warm and humid states, made it an important crop of this area. Now, let us see what are the problems faced by the cotton textile industry. The first one is the erratic power supply in our country. Then, machinery needs to be upgraded, especially in weaving and processing sectors. Low output of labor. We still need to import cotton in spite of the fact that the production of cotton in the country has increased. Stiff competition from the synthetic fiber industry is another reason. While spinning continues to be centralized in Maharashtra, Gujarat and Tamil Nadu, weaving is highly decentralized to provide scope for incorporating traditional skills and designs of weaving in cotton, silk, zari, embroidery, etc. India has world-class production in spinning, but weaving supplies low quality of fabric as it cannot use much of the high quality yarn produced in the country. Weaving is done by hand loom, power loom and in mills. In India, silk sector loomage is lower than the power loom and hand loom. What are the reasons for this? Power loom and hand loom in India are used by the cottage industries. They provide income to the economically deprived sections of society. If the mill sector consumes more yarn than the individual weavers who depend on power looms and hand looms for their sustenance will be out of work. Keeping the mill sector loomage low helps the poor weavers to yearn and face the competition with the mass products. The power loom and hand loom will help to provide employment in the rural areas and to reduce the migration of villagers to the cities. Now, let us move on to the next industry, that is the jute textiles. India is the largest producer of raw jute and jute goods and stands at second place as an exporter after Bangladesh. But in India, the jute industries are concentrated in the Hooghly region. What are the factors responsible for the concentration of jute industry on the banks of Hooghly? Proximity of the jute producing areas to the Hooghly Basin, inexpensive water transport provided by the Hooghly River, and it is well connected by a good network of railways, waterways and roadways. Abundant water for processing raw jute. Availability of cheap labor from West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh. And Kolkata as a port and large urban center provides banking, insurance and other port facilities. Now the sugar industry. That is the third important industry in the agro-based industrial groups. India stands second as a world producer of sugar, but occupies the first place in the production of gur and khansari. We know that the sugar mills are located closer to the fields. What are the reasons for that? The raw material, sugarcane, is bulky and perishable. It cannot be transported to long distances because its crush content dries up fast. So it should be processed within 24 hours of its harvest. Now, the sugar industry is shifting towards southern and western states. What are the factors that help in the shifting of this sugar industry towards the southern and western states? First one, the cane produced here has higher sucrose content. The favorable climatic conditions, that is cooler climate, ensure a larger growing and crushing season. The cooperatives are more successful in these states. Sugar industry, being seasonal in nature, is ideal for the cooperative sector. And yield per hectare is higher in southern states. What are the major challenges faced by the sugar industry? The foremost one is the seasonal nature of the industry. Next, the old and inefficient methods of production and transport delay in reaching cane to factories and the need to maximize the use of bagasse are the important reasons or the challenges being faced by the sugar industry nowadays.